America Weekend.
Smith Sabatino, Roland Smith here, Carl Sabatino. And Carl, we've had, an interesting broadcast program.
Yes.
Whatever we want to call this.
This adventure.
Yes. Ha, it's a great adventure. I want to wax philosophically here at the end and get your input.
Please.
On that, if we can. We live in the northeast part of the United States. We've had a succession of snowstorms over the past several weeks.
Yes, we have.
And we're expecting more.
More.
You know? I don't know about you in your area. We live about maybe, 120 miles apart, something like that. And I think we have on the ground now about 25, 26 inches from the last snowfall where I got 15 inches of really beautiful fresh powder. I wish I was on a ski slope. You know, it was really beautiful.
I concur.
In many respects, for at least a day, I was snowbound after that stuff came in. And I'm expecting several more inches over this coming weekend.
That's
or
correct.
this weekend and then several days beyond. Now, if you look carefully at the snow coming down and you could choose one flake among all others and watch it as it settled to the ground, its individuality seemingly disappears into a sheet of white. Now, if you were able to take some tweezers and find that same snowflake, pick it up, extract it from the collective white blanket, it would still have its uniqueness, hopefully, without losing it with its collision to the ground. Now, snowflakes share only one specific to sustain their individuality. Cold. Do you agree?
Agree.
Okay. Now, without it, their individuation transforms into a unifying drop of water whose only mission then, besides nourishment, is to join with others and ascend to the source by ultimately descending to the sea or evaporating and starting all over again.
Correct.
You follow what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay. All right. Now, we humans also storm and drift through life, but we maintain our individuality despite the climate of being, I would think. We do have another thing that the snowflake does not have. We have conscious awareness and the sentient gift to make individual choices. We can love, we can hate, we can teach, we can create, we can destroy. Carl, what a power.
Yes.
What a power that is. Now, we descend from the source, and when we melt at some point in ancient times, we ascend to the source, perhaps to start all over again.
Yes.
I don't know. All I want to know is, when's spring coming?
Well, I will make one correction. I do not believe we drift gently through life. I think we more like trip and stumble through it, but and pick ourselves up and start over again. Spring is coming shortly. But the winter season and all its quiet, we talked about this once before, and I'm not sure whether it was on the air or not. I find it, the extraordinary beauty of snow, besides its visual beauty, in its silence.
Yes, we did talk about that. Not till maybe several weeks ago.
I did receive, I was talking to someone who heard the show, who agreed, who was someone who lived in a big city, like I did, Cleveland,
mm-hmm.
and she said that as a child, she remembered the same thing. After the snow fell, there was this extraordinary silence, that everything was kind of muffled, and the beauty of it was just simply silent. And it had this, it was cold and it was windy, but there was that silence that pervaded, and there was a certain comfort in it. And that's what I always remember and still find, even when you walk through the snow, it's silent, particularly fresh powder.
Fresh powder you can, but if it's like a wet snow or what we used to call a snowman snow.
Oh, yes.
You get a crunch.
Yes.
And if it's really, really cold, you will also get a crunch.
That's correct. That's correct. Because it's icing over.
Yeah.
Icing over.
Well, not necessarily icing over, but it's so cold that it the looseness between the flakes when you take your step on them.
Yes.
Does create a sound.
Now, does that make better skiing, by the way, when it's that cold, or does it have to be warmer?
Better what? Better skiing.
Yes. Does it make for better skiing when it's very, very cold or when the temperature rises to near 32?
I would prefer powder, 2 or 3, 4 inches of nice fresh powder on top of a groomed slope would be very
that
nice.
Makes it gives it more, because I'm not much of a skier. I remember I did it as a child, not very well, I might add. But does the fresh powder, and this is a question I know a skier could answer in a minute, on a fresh pack, that gives you more maneuverability?
It does.
Yes, okay.
But also they groom the slope.
Yes.
To with these big cats these days, you know, that it's just marvelous. In a few weeks, I'll be out in Beaver Creek.
Yes.
And spending 2 or 3 days
on the slopes,
just enjoying that. Well, you know, I figure here's my reason for doing that, Carl. I'm in my early 70s.
Yes, and you're only a day over 50. God bless you.
I'm not sure how much longer I would be able to be comfortable on the slope. So I want to make sure. I'll go very gently because I've not had a chance to go do much skiing or prepare for my trip. But I will be very careful because I want to see. I think part of me says that this might be the last.
Well, I'll tell you this.
I know 80-year-olds that are skiing.
Oh, I do know. And I know I have a neighbor. She's 83 and she still skis. God bless her. She's a nurse and still working and loves every minute of it. Every weekend, where are you going? To the slopes. Goodbye. But my only problem with skiing for me, this is the day before I left for Vietnam. And I went on a trip up to Goshen, New York.
Mm-hmm.
Kiamisha Lake.
Okay? Yep.
I can't stop. Stopping, and at the bottom of this hill was the tow line.
It's a good thing to learn that first.
And I plowed through those poor people and kept right on going into the woods with a few people tied to me.
But, you know, obviously,
I was banned from the slopes. I want you to know that.
In those days, though, if that's a true story.
That is a true story.
Banned this young kid from
the
slopes.
They said, you can't be on here anymore. It's the baby slope
over
there. Well,
you got to learn how to stop.
I must admit, I was not alone. I was with some friends, all a bunch of guys in our 18 years old, 19, however old we were, having a great time. And we just said, we want to try skiing. And we went up there and had a ball.
So you put on skis that you never tried before. And those were the old days. The skis were long.
Yes.
They were in many ways wide. They weren't parabolic like they are today.
Exactly.
And
down the hill I went.
It was a lot of trouble to lift one edge of your ski to make a turn.
All I could say is there was mayhem on that slope until we got to the bottom. And the guy said, you, out. Get on the baby slope.
And as I recall, I mean, that was not a big, big slope. That's not like, out west.
Where you're going to be skiing, that's where you have to know. Or you can get seriously, seriously injured.
And people do. And people die.
Yes.
And they only die because they're not paying attention. They're skiing through the trees. Or they're looked away and they run into a tree. Or somebody else runs into them.
At high speeds.
Yeah.
Now, but do they allow anybody? This is a question I ask because I'm not a skier per se. Do they allow anyone to get on the professional slope or the experienced slope?
You know, I don't know. I don't know whether there's a requirement. I would think that there would for just
self-preservation.
Do they
at least ask you? Do you know what the heck you're doing, or just want to get up there?
I don't think so. I've never been asked, or had to prove that I could ski.
That that's fascinating to me. That is.
But
it must be beautiful. It must be beautiful.
You know, it is. You at the top of the lift on a 12,000 foot. A precipice, not a precipice, but a 12,000-foot mountain. There are some nice, gentle slopes that you can come down and just enjoy the glide.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, I have some of my younger friends who are snowboarders.
Yep.
That's exactly what they do.
Yeah, I have a grandchild.
They get on the snowboarder. What they call the gentle slopes and just glide down the mountain.
Yeah.
And that's a heck of a run.
And some people need that thrill, that adrenaline rush that they get from doing the black diamonds or the double black diamonds.
That's a good
one. You don't want to know something, Carl? I haven't been on a black diamond now in about, I'd say, 10 years.
Are you going on a black diamond?
No. I am not. No. I stay on the intermediate slopes.
Yes.
And thoroughly enjoy myself.
God bless you. That's good. You know, that's That's what it's all about.
You but I have go. To tell you, once you down come down the slope,
yes.
you go to the bar.
I'll start at the bar, and they, that's the problem.
Yeah, okay.
Where's Mr. Sabatino? Well, he's currently at the bar. I'll join you out there in just a moment. I'm coming.
Right. Well, it's been an interesting program.
This has been, and I enjoy this. I enjoy. Obviously, we love doing this for you, our dear listeners, and I think, Roland, we're going to do it again.
You think?
I think.
Oh, darn.
I think.
Okay. See you next week, then.
We shall be back. This is Carl Sabatino, the last time I checked.
Yeah.
Not on the slope.
Let me see ID, please.
My hands are in my pocket. I am with Roland Smith on America Weekend, as we like to call it, on the Envision Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, please, thank you so very, very much. Until next time.
America.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.